What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, no shortage of news out there. What's hot in this marketplace today?
Well, you know, I think, of course, the big thing that everybody's going to be watching is the developments over the weekend with Israel being attacked and then them responding. I think right now that, you know, a lot of uncertainty about what's going to happen. You know, Israel basically has declared war on Hamas, and that's going to lead into a lot of uncertainties and how the U.S. is going to play into this. So I think that's going to be the big thing that this market watches. Part of it also, you know, we've got a holiday today as it's Columbus Day, so a lot of the government agencies are closed. So we might not see a lot of news until tomorrow. But as far as the markets, I think, you know, wheat and corn have tried to put in a bottom. They put in a nice, strong weekly close last week. Corn has done actually good performance the last 3 weeks, so it looks like those markets have bottomed and trying to push a little bit higher. We'll see with the report on Thursday how all that stacks up, but it does look like it should bring friendly numbers to corn and neutral numbers to wheat.
What about on that soybean side?
You know, soybeans I would put in the not hot. I mean, I think we're going to see a little bit of a negative numbers come from USDA on Thursday, but we're also going to see harvest pressure as a lot of, you know, this is going to be open weekend for a lot of region, you know, the Corn Belt, the Northern Plains. I think that's going to move harvest. So I think that's going to continue to keep a little bit of pressure in on the soybeans. If we can see demand start to show up, that's going to help, but I don't think we'll see that short term because of what's going on over in the Middle East. Now, throwing in with that, cattle, I think, are also a little bit on the tough side. 3 weeks lower closes, that tells us, you know, concerns about the economy are starting to take a little bit of force.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.